This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Justice Department has charged three North Korean computer programmers in a broad range of global hacks, including a destructive attack that targeted an American movie studio and an extortion scheme aimed at attempting to steal more than $1.3 billion from banks and other financial institutions. John Demers is an assistant attorney general for national security.
Simply put, the regime has become a criminal syndicate with a flag, which harnesses its state resources to steal hundreds of millions of dollars.
According to the indictment, the hackers were part of a conspiracy that attempted to steal more than $1.3 billion in money and cryptocurrency from banks and companies, unleashed a sweeping ransomware campaign, and targeted Sony Pictures Entertainment in 2014 over the Hollywood movie The Interview, which depicted the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The government's top cybersecurity official says it will take time and patience to get to the bottom of a likely Russian hack of several federal agencies. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
Ann Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technologies, says a task force is looking into the damage and also trying to track down whoever broke into computer systems of at least 9 government agencies and 100 private companies.
This is challenging. This is a sophisticated actor who did their best to hide their tracks.
Neuberger likens the investigation to peeling an onion.
It'll take us some time to uncover this layer by layer.
Several agencies acknowledge they were breached, including the Treasury Department and Justice Department, but the full list has not been publicly released. Tim McGuire, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Federal agents have seized more than 10 million fake 3M brand N95 masks in recent weeks. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Investigators have been looking into counterfeits sold in at least 5 states to hospitals, medical facilities, and government agencies. The fakes are not tested to see if they meet strict N95 standards, and users may have a false sense of security.
Because they are of no utility whatsoever.
Homeland Security Secretary Ali Mayorkas says criminals are looking to make a buck by preying on pandemic fears. Investigators say they've also seen a jump in phony websites purporting to sell vaccines and fake medicine produced overseas. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Facebook has announced it has blocked Australians from viewing and sharing news on the platform because of proposed laws in the country to make digital giants pay for journalism. The company said Thursday in a statement that Australian publishers can continue to publish news content on Facebook, but links and posts can't be viewed or shared by Australian audiences. Australian users cannot share Australian or international news. International users outside also cannot share Australian news. The Australian Parliament is debating proposed laws that would make Google and Facebook make deals to pay for Australian news. Millions of Americans endured another frigid day without electricity or heat in the aftermath of a deadly winter storm as utility crews raced to restore power before another blast of snow and ice sowed more chaos into places least equipped to deal with it. Nearly 3.5 million customers around the United States are without electricity. The icy blast across much of the United States also snarled vaccine deliveries, forcing the cancellation of countless shots of COVID-19 vaccine around the country. A NASA rover is hurtling toward a landing on Mars Thursday in the riskiest step yet in an epic quest to bring back rocks that could answer whether life ever existed on the red planet. The 6-wheeled vehicle, called Perseverance, will be visiting a planet long known as a death trap for incoming spacecraft. The Perseverance is headed for the edge of an ancient river delta, where it will shoot lasers at rocks judged to be most likely to contain evidence of past microscopic life. NASA expects to bring back the rocks as early as 2031, several years before the first astronauts might arrive on the scene. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.